A Guide to Accessing Community-Based Adult Learning for Disabled People. Episode 10. Links for Further Sources of Support. ALICE helps people find and share information about local groups, services, and activities that can support health and well-being. Go to www.alice.org. BEAT is the UK's eating disorder charity. They provide free advice and support 365 days a year, giving you a place to feel listened to, supported, and empowered. Go to www.beateatingdisorders.org. Breathing Space is a free confidential phone service for anyone in Scotland over 16. If you're experiencing low mood, depression, or anxiety, they provide a safe and supportive space, listening, offering advice, and providing information. Call them on 0800 838587. Combat Stress is the UK's leading charity for veterans' mental health, providing specialist treatment and support for veterans from every service and conflict. Go to www.combatstress.org.uk. The Equality Advisory and Support Service has a helpline and letter templates for issues related to complaints about discrimination, equality, and human rights. Go to www.equalityadvisoryservice.com. The Equality and Human Rights Commission offer information, guidance, the legislation explained, and strategic legal representation. Go to www.equalityhumanrights.com. Maternal Mental Health Scotland bring together lived and professional experience of perinatal and infant mental health into one voice. They use this to educate the public, health professionals, and policymakers and campaign for change. Go to www.maternalmentalhealthscotland.org.uk. The Mental Health Foundation Scotland works to prevent mental health problems so that people and communities across Scotland and the UK can thrive. Go to www.mentalhealth.org.uk. The Mental Welfare Commission for Scotland protects and promotes the human rights of people with mental illness, learning disabilities, dementia, and related conditions. Their five main areas of work are visiting people, monitoring the acts, information and advice, investigation, and influencing and challenging. Go to www.mwcscot.org.uk. Mind Your Time, a website by children and young people in Scotland for children and young people in Scotland. Get information, tips, and resources on how to use screens and social media in healthy ways. Go to www.mindyertime.scot. NHS Inform provides people in Scotland with accurate and relevant information to help them make informed decisions about their own health and the health of the people they care for. Go to www.nhsinform.scot. NHS 24. If you need urgent support for your mental or emotional health, you can call the NHS 24 Mental Health Hub on 111. The service is open 24 hours every day for anyone in Scotland. Go to www.nhs24.scot. Penumbra have some good tips on keeping well and free resources on maintaining good mental health if you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious. Go to www.penumbra.org.uk. Safe to Speak's confidential helpline is here to support anyone with experience of domestic abuse or forced marriage, as well as their family members, friends, colleagues, and professionals who support them. Call 0800 027 1234 or go to www.sdafmh.org.uk. If you're going through a difficult time, you can get in touch with Samaritans. They are there day or night for anyone who is struggling to cope, who needs someone to listen without judgment or pressure. Call 116 123 or go to www.samaritans.org. SAM H, Scotland's mental health charity, offer a range of services across Scotland and have a hub with guidance for looking after your mental well-being. Go to www.samh.org.uk. The Scottish Just Law Centre supports disabled people to challenge discriminatory practices of public bodies and service providers. Go to www.justrightscotland.org.uk. The Scottish Recovery Network has information about mental health recovery and resources which can help you think about recovery and well-being. Go to www.scottishrecovery.net. See Me is Scotland's programme to end mental health stigma and discrimination. They're creating a social movement where people can come together to tackle stigma and discrimination, enabling people who are struggling with their mental health to live fulfilled lives. Go to www.seemescotland.org. Support in Mind Scotland believes anyone affected by mental health issues deserves compassionate and expert support, and they've compiled some guidance to help people through difficult times. Go to www.supportinmindscotland.org.uk. The Spark Free Relationship Helpline is for anyone experiencing relationship problems. If you're 16 or over, free phone 0808 802 2088 for emotional support and access to free counselling Monday to Friday. Go to www.thespark.org.uk. United to Prevent Suicide offers support to help prevent suicide. Go to www.unitedtopreventsuicide.org.uk. Vox Scotland, Voice of Experience. Vox are Scotland's national voice on mental health, making sure Scotland's laws and mental health services reflect service user needs and interests. They're run by service users for service users. Go to www.voxscotland.org.uk. This guide was co-produced by Lead Scotland and a group of disabled people who all have experience of accessing community-based adult learning. The guide was created as part of a project funded by the Scottish Government's A Right to Learn Fund as part of their recovery programme. Lead Scotland produces free online accessible guides for disabled people about post-school learning in Scotland, and this is our first guide dedicated to community-based adult learning. For more information on Lead Scotland, go to www.lead.org.uk. Thank you for listening.